the Crown Prince addressed the Licha Vijin Alakriti Gutsara Shuram Bodhisattva regards living beings. Malakirti replied, Manjushri, Bodhisattva should regard all living beings as a wise man regards the reflection of the moon and water, or as magicians regard magic. By magic, he should regard them as being like a face in a mirror, like a water of a mirage, like the sound of an echo, like a mass of clouds in the sky, like the previous moment of a bowl of foam, the appearance and disappearance of a bubble of water, like the crow of plankton tree, like a flash of lightning, like the fifth great element, like the seventh medium, like the appearance of water in material land, like a sprout from a rod and seed, like a tortoise head, like a fungent gent or fun who wishes to die, like the egoistic news of a stream winner, like a third rebirth of a once returner, like the descent of a returner into a womb, like the existence of desire, hatred, folly in an arant, like thoughts of avarice and morality, wickedness and hostility in a monizaba who has attained tolerance, like the instincts of afflictions in a tathagata, like the perception of color in one line from birth, like an inhalation and exhalation, an ecstatic absorbed in the meditation of cessation, like the check of a bird in the sky, like the erection of an eunuch, like the pregnancy of a barren woman, like the unproduced affliction of an emanated incarnation of the Tathagata, like the vision seen after waking, like the affliction of one who is free of conceptualization, fire burning without you, like the reincarnation, one who has attained ultimate liberation, precisely the Jushi does a Bodhisattva who realizes ultimate states is the conceit. O being Manjushi, then ask further, noble sir, if a Bodhisattva considers all living beings in such a way, how does he generate the great love toward him? Malakirti replied, Manjushi, when a Bodhisattva considers all living beings in this way, he thinks just as I have realized the Dharma, so should I teach it to living beings, thereby he generates the love that is truly refuge of all living beings, the love that is peaceful, because grasping the love that is not feverish, because free of passion, the love that accords with reality, because it is the very same in all the fields, the love that is without conflict, because free of the violence of the passions, the love that is not dual, because it is involved neither with the external nor with the eternal, the love that is imperturbable, because earthly unintended, he generates the love that is firm, its high resolve, unbreakable, like diamond, the love that is purified in its intrinsic nature, the love that is even its aspirations, being equal, the arahant's love that is its enemy, the Bodhisattva's love that continuously develops living beings, the Tathagata's love that understands reality, the Buddha's love that causes living beings to awaken from their sleep, the love that is continuously becomes food. passion because it infuses the Mahayana with radiance. The love that is never exhausted because it acknowledges earnest and selflessness. Love that is giving because it bestows the gift of Dharma free from the tight fist of a bad teacher. Love that is morality because it improves a moral living being. The love that is tolerance because it protects both self and others. The love that is effort because it takes responsibility for all living beings. The love that is contemplation because it refrains from indulgence and takes. Love that is wisdom because it causes attainment at proper time. The love that is liberated because it shows the way everywhere. The love that is without formality because it's pure in motivation. The love that is without deviation because it acts from decisive motivation. The love that is unresolved because it is without passion. The love that is without deceit because it is not artificial. The love that is happiness because it introduces living beings to the happiness of the Buddha, Sajmanjushriya.